Capers.
Howdy, friends. As the circus barker would say, hurry, hurry, hurry. And that's exactly what we're going to do for this edition of Comedy Capers. It's dedicated to that great American characteristic, speed. We have fast trains, fast airplanes, fast workers, and fast days. Somebody has said, the more haste, the less speed. But that's only true when the man on the motorcycle catches up with you. Well, here we go, speeding up and down the scale with the Varsity 3 as they throw the throttle wide open to sing, Get Going.
Get going, there's a long, the means are mowing. You're the lazy river flowing. When are we going to get the time to love? Get leaping, you're creeping. While the cabin needs a sweeping, soon the stars will be a peeping. When are we going to get the time to love? Evening's gonna fall, Lordy. Love is gonna call, you'll see. Ain't ashamed at all, lazy. All the catch flies make an eye at me. Get going. Get going, there the main week is falling. Soon the rooster will be crawling. When are we going to get the time to love?
Okay, boys, thank you, thank you. That was a nice job. And now we go zipping through the wilds of a hotel lobby to the maze of a mezzanine. Any place where there are women, and whom do we encounter? None other than the big dame hunter, Phil Kramer. Talk about speed. Phil said that a woman can make a fool of a man in 10 minutes, which is true enough. But, oh, boy, think of those 10 minutes. Well, here he is, all streamlined and raring to go, Phil Kramer.
Well, talking about speed, Tom, I saw the fastest automobile in the world today.
Well, what makes you say that, Phil?
Well, I looked at the car and said, there is a beautiful car, wasn't it?
Oh, I see. Well, did the driver hoot his horn?
What was that?
I say, did the driver hoot his horn? You know what hoot means, don't you?
Sure, that's what my father says.
What do you mean your father says hoot?
Yeah, every morning he says, hoot took my shirt, hoot took my sock, hoot took my collar.
I get it. Well, tell me, Phil, did you ever drive a speedy car?
You bet, and I drove so fast I ran right into a fence.
Well, how do you account for your driving in the fence?
Well, I was going so fast, I didn't have time to open the gate.
Well, say, Phil, I just saw Grace, and she was crying outside. What was the matter?
Oh, the wind blew her hat under an automobile and ruined it, so I offered to replace the hat.
Well, what did Grace say when you offered to replace the hat?
She said, don't be silly. How would you look sitting on the top of my head?
Well, I don't know Grace very well. She's attractive, though. Has she got a nice set of teeth?
No, her front teeth seem to be going back on her.
Oh, is that so? Well, is Grace talented in any way?
Oh, sure. She plays the piano. In fact, she and Paderewski used to play together.
She and Paderewski used to play together? You mean a four-handed duet?
No, two-handed pinochle.
Oh, yeah, I see. And I suppose she sings, too.
Oh, yes.
Well, look, Phil, I'm putting on a show soon, and would she sing a song for $5?
Would she? For $5, she'd bust the windpipe.
Well, what is she, a mezzo-soprano?
Well, she's a mess of something, but I still can't...
What? I guess. Well, tell me, Phil, do singers run in her family?
Yeah, and I don't blame them.
Oh, I see. And, well, do you take Grace out very often?
No, but last week we stopped in the lunchroom for donuts and coffee, and she complained that the donuts were too small.
Well, what did the waiter finally do to satisfy her?
Well, he brought her a pair of tweezers so she could dunk the donuts in the coffee.
With a pair of tweezers. My goodness, what a girl. Well, what kind of people are her folks? Are they very modern?
Well, I don't know. They hang their wash in the attic.
Well, say, Bill, you know, you're getting to be quite a case.
You flatter me by 23 bottles.
Oh, yeah. Well,
By the way, did you see the card I got on my birthday yesterday, Tom?
No. Let me read it, will you? Congratulations to the most fascinating fellow in the world, who is loaded with personality and who is certainly a real he-man. All in all, a gentleman of the first water. Well, who wrote this, Phil?
I did. Nobody knows me like I do. Well, I gotta go, Tom. I must get my girl's brother out of jail. He was arrested for taking a piece of rope.
You mean to tell me they brought him to court for taking a piece of rope?
Well, not exactly, but there was a horse at the other end of the rope.
I get it. What is this that looms up before me? A panorama of pulchritude, a bevy of beauty, a galaxy of girls. They say that two is company and three is a crowd. Well, maybe that's true, but in this particular case, it's a relief to be crowded, for zooming up to the microphone are three of the loveliest bits of femininity it has ever been my privilege to present. Three maids with but a single thought, harmony, and Scotch harmony at that. You know what I mean? Close? Oh, boy. But here they are, the Rhythmettes, singing Music Makes Me, and something tells me they can make me, too.
Dancing is my crime. It seems a sin. I've got to give in to syncopated time. It makes me lose my dignity. It makes me lose my poise. And some folks call it music, but my folks call it noise. I like music, old or new, but music makes me do the things I never should do. I like music, sweet or blue, but music makes me do things that I never should do. Something to brag about now, to gag about town. The things I do were never forgiven for just when I'm living them down. I hear music, then I'm through, for music makes me do the things I never should do. I got that rhythm, and I gotta keep tempo, cause I like music. I like it old and new, but music makes me do the things I never should do.
That was delightful. And now we come to the real peppy part of our program. We've had sideburns and sunburns, but here is Bob Burns, the original slow brain through Arkansas.
You know, Tom, it's a funny subject to give me. You know, down where I come from, we don't go in much for speed. We move slow and think slow and sleep slow.
Oh, yeah, I know. And I've heard that you're pretty easy going down there.
Yeah, I remember, you know, one time I was helping my uncle herd sheep. One night we were sitting out on the hill watching the sheep. Hadn't said a word for about 4 hours. Suddenly a black object ran through the brush. 3 hours later, my uncle said, looked like a wolf. Mm-hmm. 2 hours later, I says, I think it's a dog.
This is 2 hours later.
2 hours later. 3 hours later, my uncle got up and he says, well, I think I'll go in. I can't stand these arguments.
It's too much for him, huh? Mm-hmm. Well, listen, did you ever try to think fast?
Yeah, you know, I can figure out things pretty fast when I want to, Tom. I believe I could have been one of them lightning calculators if I had gone in for it.
Oh, you think so, huh? Well, what makes you think so?
Well, I won first prize in school one time in mental calculation.
Uh-huh.
You know, the teacher asked us real quick, you know, all of a sudden.
Yeah.
She says, how much is 2 times 20?
2 times 20, yes.
And I guess 37.
Well, I know, but 2 times 20 is not 37. How did you ever get first prize for guessing that?
Well, I come closer to it than anybody in class.
Well, did you ever try to see how fast you could run?
Yeah, I remember one time a man down home shot at me. And if I do say so, Tom, I covered a lot of ground there.
Well, why'd the man shoot at you?
Oh, I was taking some rocks out of his yard.
Just taking some rocks. Well, why in the world would he shoot at you for just taking rocks out of his yard?
Well, you see, Tom, these wasn't ordinary rocks. You know, these was Plymouth rocks.
Oh, I get it. I suppose that was the fastest you've ever moved, huh?
Yeah, under my own power. You know, I like speedy cars, though, Tom. You know, I think I could go in for aeroplanes and those fast cars.
Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you a secret. I've always wanted to fly one of them airmail planes.
And carry the mail, I suppose.
Yeah, and carry the mail.
I know, but to be a mail pilot, you have to know navigation. Why, you'd even have to know something about astronomy to fly a mail plane. Well, do you know how far it is to the moon?
Well, I wouldn't want the job nohow if they gave me that route.
You wouldn't, huh? Well, I don't blame you, but the new automobiles are fast enough anyway. What kind of a car do you have?
Tom, I got a Shasta car.
What do you mean you have a Shasta car?
Well, Shasta have new rings, Shasta have a new battery. You know, Shasta have new tires and all that.
Just like mine. Yeah. Well, what do you think of the new Airflow model cars?
Well, I like those new Airflow model cars pretty well, Tom, but my wife don't like the shape of them.
Well, why is that?
Well, she's a backseat driver, Tom, and she don't know which end to sit in.
Well, in baseball language, that's what you'd call speedy delivery. And as perpetual motion hasn't been discovered yet, comedy capers, like everything else, must come to an end. And so take it away, boys. Get going.
Get going. Get going. Then the main street is going. So the rooster will be calling. When are we going to get the time to laugh? Get leaping. You're creeping. While the cabin needs a sweeping. Soon the stars will be a-peeping. When are we going to get the time to laugh? He's going to fall.
And now we'll put on the brakes and slow down just long enough to say that this is Tom Poe saying goodbye for a while. Comedy Capers will be with you again soon, and in the meanwhile, remember that speed may be an asset, but your progress will be slow if your life is fast, and, well, figure it out for yourselves. Goodbye.